Roymans Product Management Podcast. Leveraging software platforms. Software platforms can be powerful tools to grow a product portfolio and create new revenue streams. But successfully using them can be tricky. This podcast episode shares my tips to help you take advantage of your platform. Be clear on what a software platform is. Different people have suggested different definitions of the term software platform. Let me briefly share mine. I view such a platform as a collection of software assets that are used by several products. Let's look at two examples of successful software platforms, Zingo and Amazon Web Services, AWS. The former is a platform that standardizes how medical images are read, stored, and shared across MRI and CT scanners, as well as other Siemens Healthcare products. The latter, AWS, offers cloud-based services on which other products can be built, for instance, Netflix video streaming. In both cases, a range of products take advantage of the services of each platform. Consider the benefits and drawbacks of a software platform. Platforms offer two main benefits. They can help grow a product portfolio faster and cheaper, and they can help increase revenue. Take a portfolio like Microsoft Office, for example. If the teams developing the different apps all created their own user interface layers, there would be considerable code duplication, added development cost, and increased development time. A software platform that standardizes the user interaction and offers additional shared services, like saving and opening files, avoids these issues and allows the app development teams to focus on creating the app-specific functionality, rather than having to develop infrastructure code. What's more, opening up a platform to other companies, as for instance Amazon did with Amazon Marketplace, can create a new revenue source and help diversify the business. In Amazon's case, the platform enables third-party sellers to sell products alongside Amazon's offerings, and Amazon collects a fee for each third-party sale. But platforms come with potential drawbacks. I have seen software platforms that grew so big and powerful over time that they became a bottleneck and slowed down the rate at which end-user-facing products could offer new and enhanced features. I have also witnessed a brand new platform being retired as it was overly complicated to use and did not meet the needs of the development teams that should have used it. As these examples show, it is worthwhile to carefully consider if a platform can benefit your business, thoughtfully building it and carefully managing it. Treat the platform as a product. While a software platform is a piece of technology, it is usually beneficial, in my experience, to treat it as a product in its own rights, albeit a technical one. It's an asset that creates value for the product development teams by making it easier and faster to build their products. And it generates value for the business by reducing cost, accelerating development, and increasing revenue. Consequently, a platform should have its own product strategy and roadmap, KPIs, product backlog, and well-designed software architecture that leverages the right technologies. Make sure, though, that the platform decisions are guided by the needs of the products it serves. After all, a platform exists to help teams build better products faster and cheaper. In other words, the platform strategy and roadmap should be derived from the strategies and roadmaps of the products that are built on it. And its architecture should be designed to make it as easy as possible to use its services. A software platform, therefore, is more than a set of APIs. It typically requires documentation that shows how the platform assets can be used. Additionally, it may require tools to allow teams to code against the platform APIs. Take Amazon Web Services, for example. AWS comes with a cloud development kit that supports .NET and Java. It integrates with different APIs, and it hence supports developers to build AWS-based applications. Assign a platform owner. If we regard the platform as a product in its own right, then there should be clear ownership and a platform owner, an individual who manages the platform and ensures that it creates the desired value. As a software platform is a technical supporting product, I recommend looking for a senior developer or software architect with a strong technical background. Someone who is able to talk to the members of the product development teams and understand their needs, as well as empathize with the end users, depending on the nature of the software platform. This is certainly true for platforms that offer end-user-facing services. At the same time, the person should have the necessary product management skills to professionally manage the platform and ensure that it does a great job for the users, the product development teams who use its APIs, and the business. One of my clients, a games development company, successfully applied this approach to manage one of its key platform products. Last but not least, a platform owner also has to work with the individuals who manage the products built on top of the platform in order to understand their strategies and roadmaps and discuss whose needs take priority in case of conflict. Last but not least, a platform owner also has to work with the individuals who manage the products built on top of the platform in order to understand their strategies and roadmaps and discuss whose needs take priority in case of conflict. Start small. Creating a software platform is a new product development effort and should be managed accordingly. This is also true if you take existing code and encapsulate it in the platform, as this typically requires changing or rewriting the software and finding an effective platform architecture. I therefore recommend building a minimum viable platform, ideally for a small number of products. This allows you to get a first version out comparatively quickly and then adapt it to the feedback of the users, the product development teams. Like other new product development initiatives, you should of course validate the platform as you develop it, for example, by exposing early versions of new or changed APIs to the product development teams and asking them to code against them. But like other new products, you're likely to find out how well the platform works only once it is being used in earnest and the products have started to employ its assets. Once you have shown that the platform does a great job for a small number of products, you can start expanding its services and serve additional offerings. This avoids one of the potential drawbacks mentioned earlier: launching an ambitious software platform that is too difficult to use, something I have sadly seen happening more than once. Ensure that the platform is user-led, not technology-driven. Technical products like a platform have a dark side. As they are developed by specialized teams, they can end up being over-engineered and over-complicated. In the worst case, a platform works beautifully on its own, but coding against it is painful, and the overall performance of product and platform is poor. There are two techniques that can help you mitigate these risks. First, start developing a new platform by staffing the platform development team with members from the product development teams. Second, use the solution validation techniques you would employ for an end-user-facing product, for example, sprint review meetings, in which members of the product development teams participate, and early releases of new or enhanced platform services, which the dev team members test. I've successfully employed the two techniques to develop a new telco software platform, where we assembled the initial platform development team from the various product development teams that were destined to use the platform. This ensured that the platform did a great job for the products it served, and it increased its acceptance amongst the product development teams. And finally, don't let the platform become a bottleneck. I once worked with an organization that employed a software platform that became so successful that it grew bigger and bigger. It served more and more products over time, and it offered more and more services. What initially looked like an amazing success story developed into a difficult experience. The platform started to slow down the rate at which the revenue-generating products could release new and enhanced features, as an increasing number of products were competing for the platform resources. The platform had become a bottleneck. I hence recommend that you carefully manage the growth of your platform. In some cases, it might be better to accept some code duplication if this helps a product development team get a new feature out faster and create the desired value for the users and business. Alternatively, consider breaking up the software platform and offering platform variants that each serve a set of clients. For example, a storage platform and a media services platform. Like with other products, regularly review the performance of the platform and make the necessary changes to its strategy and roadmap. I hope that you found my platform tips helpful. You can learn more about software platforms by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course. And I've also written about platforms in my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.